Hey everyone, Radical Russ here in front of the White House, or at least as close as we can get. There's been kind of a shooting incident, and they've closed off Lafayette Park and Pennsylvania Avenue. But we're here with the D.C. Cannabis Campaign. They're having the Harry J. Anslinger 520 protest, and noting the fact that we have an epidemic of veteran suicides. Lots of great activists here. I see Dana Beal. Chris Goldstein is passing me a joint. And right here we've got N.A. Poe. How you doing, Poe?
I'm doing good, Russ. It's nice to be down here in D.C. In the land of legal weed, our nation's capital.
Yeah, it is. How are things going for you? I know that you had all those protest situations. Are you off probation? Is everything cool now?
Yeah, everything's cool. I've had about a year and a half of getting used to marijuana again. Chris Goldstein is trying to get used to it. It was funny. When he first got high again, he was just sitting in a chair like this.
I'll tell you what. The first joint I smoked, I laughed for an hour straight. I mean, it really was like a whole hour laughing at what we had done. Honestly, you know what I mean? The absurdity that the National Park Service actually has green riot gear, it always gets me every single time.
And we have a lot of cannabis freedom in Philly now, and that's great. And it was great to link up with DCMJ down here because they're taking the fight to the belly of the beast here, and that's great. And you have legal weed in the nation's capital. That's a good enough reason to very least to schedule marijuana. And, you know, being able to get on the highway 2 hours, smoke a couple joints, come here, meet up with national activists trying to make a national impact to change our country for the better. I'm proud to be a part of it, and there's a lot of great people here today, Ruff.
You know, this event here, this 520 celebration, this follows previous protests that the DCMJ have done here, the famous 51-foot joint.
Yeah, it was great.
They got a meeting with somebody at the White House. Do you know much about that or how that turned out?
Well, I heard that they didn't get the level of meeting that they want, which is also part of the reason that they're here. But I just love we live in a country now where direct action concerning cannabis has no repercussions. Russ, when I came down here and smoked a bone in front of the White House, I knew the war was over. We have to figure out how we're going to glide on home. And, you know, I think that by getting together here at the nation's capital with the kind of activists that we have here, it's making a message. And look, it's leading to things. A couple joints outside the White House. Next thing you know, you're taking pictures inside of it. So I'm excited to see where this leads. And I hope that we can get it wrapped up before Obama gets out of office. Because who the hell knows what's going to happen after that? We might all be in FEMA camps, Ross.
You never know. There are marijuana flags, you know, U.S. flags with the pot leaves kind of on them. The black and green and white are showing. The DCMJ are here in their caps. We've got, I don't know, four or five joints that are being passed around right now. Some media that are starting to pay attention. I see a couple of guys taking out recorders and getting some interview topics here. So lots happening here with N.A. Poe and Chris Goldstein here at the 520 protest. Harry J. Anslinger's birthday.
Look at those snipers there, Russ.
Yeah, I was looking at the snipers up on the White House roof.
Those guys are ready to go.
Hi, snipers.
Hi, snipers. Don't shoot me.